This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here as we kick off hour number two. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We're talking about corruption being revealed yet again within the government. Remember, it was the Ross Ulbricht case. Last time, I think we talked about a corrupt DEA agent, if I recall correctly. I think it was one DEA agent and one Secret Service agent that went to prison over corruption in the Ross Ulbricht
case. Why was Secret Service? Did you mean FBI?
Nope. No, I don't believe there was an FBI agent involved. I think the Secret Service agent, I forget what his role was.
Aren't they supposed to just, like, protect the president?
They also have a role in counterfeiting activities. So if there's accusations of counterfeiting, it'll actually be the Secret Service that does that investigation.
And aren't they, like, completely unaccountable, the Secret Service?
I mean, aren't all these people basically completely unaccountable?
Yeah, but I seem to recall the Secret Service is worse than that. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Maybe someone out there listening knows better than I do. 603-283-6160 if you do. But I seem to remember lessons in high school or whatever, because I grew up in Mississippi, where there was a bit of an anti-government thing, even in our educators. But I seem to recall the Secret Service in particular is less accountable than other governmental law enforcement agents.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they have been around for a long time. As we were reading last hour, the history of the FBI, they existed before the FBI did. So, I mean, they might be the longest existing federal law enforcement agency. It wouldn't surprise me.
One of the more alarming things that I remember coming out of the January the 6th nonsense was Donald Trump allegedly telling his Secret Service agent, you know, turn around and take me back to wherever it was he was trying to go. And the Secret Service agent refused to do so. Like, this is the President of the United States giving you a direct order, and you're like, no. And you're not fired for that? You can't be fired for that?
I mean, that's alarming for anything. If your Uber driver refuses to let you out of the car, go where he's driving you, that's really terrifying.
That's true. That's kidnapping.
Wait, I've never heard that story of, like,
I don't remember the specifics, but I just remember he was wanting to go back to the Capitol or back to the wherever things were happening, and his Secret Service driver was like, no, you can't do that.
Because it's unsafe for the president, or?
Presumably.
Could be.
I also saw an article today, though, where I don't remember the news outlet, but they specifically referred to some people as Biden's handlers after he admitted to saying, I shouldn't have answered your question. I don't know why I answered that. And then his handlers came on stage and ended the interview. And it's like, wow, just blatant at this
point.
Right
there, yeah, in your face.
Well, the people who hand him cards that say, you take your seat.
Oh, yeah, where he gets instructions on what to do.
Next line, repeat the quote.
That stuff, too. So, anyway, we've been talking about this DEA agent, Jose, his last name again, Irizarry. Jose Irizarry. He's going to prison for 12 years, and he is talking on the way into the prison cell. He's giving the AP all kinds of interviews about some of the corruption that was going on, making allegations that this stuff was going on throughout the DEA, that all the DEA agents know that there's no point to the war on drugs. They know they can never win the war on drugs. And it's really interesting, like, revelations. I think for some people it's going to be a revelation. For us, we know it's, we already know they know this, right?
Like, it's kind of bittersweet. He's probably a dead man, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Like, if he ever gets out, the other cops are going to...
I suspect he'll die in prison. I mean, he's being sent to a federal prison where federal people are going to oversee him, and he's snitching on federal employees.
He could be in maximum security, you know? Like, I mean, are you suggesting he's going to end up like Epstein?
I mean, maximum security sent him out to torture in and of itself. I'd rather be dead.
I
would suspect he'd end up like Epstein, if not beaten to death by some inmate.
Could be. Now, whether the inmate is hired to kill him or not is really the question. So
all they have to do to hire someone to kill someone is, like, hand them something and be like, go kill that guy if they know it's a crazy guy. It's not like they have to, like, you know.
But even if they did, I mean, as I understand it, it's relatively cheap for them to get inmates to kill one another if that's what they want.
Yeah, what do they have to live for if they...
Well, yeah, it depends on if the person is there for life, right? Like, so if the person is there for life, then they literally have nothing to lose in that case.
It's like, hey, we'll transfer you to a lower security block or whatever.
Or we'll just give you some drugs or a cell phone. I don't know.
Who knows what those deals are like. But Zomberos is the partner of this guy, George Zomberos. We were just starting to learn about allegations regarding him of, again, unwarranted trips that he was using DEA commission funds for and using it for personal purchases, etc. So they came to his brother to question him. They subpoenaed his brother, who's a wedding photographer in Florida, to question him about his DEA agent brother. And this guy, Michael Zomberos, refused to testify, and so the judge put him in jail, because that's what happens if you refuse to talk to a grand jury, is they will put you in prison, basically, until you decide you want to talk, or until the grand jury is no longer impaneled. That's my understanding of that situation.
And that's so immoral. I don't even know how to begin to explain how immoral that is.
As they point out here, it is an exceedingly rare pressure tactic that underscores the rising temperature of the investigation. Zomberos did talk to the AP, though, in a jailhouse interview. He said this, quote, "I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm not going to talk about my brother. I'm basically being held as a political prisoner of the FBI. They want to coerce me into cooperating."
It's not as rare as they would like to suggest. Chelsea Manning has spent lots of time in jail for exactly this.
Correct. Chelsea Manning comes to mind. The January 6th people come to mind.
Chelsea was just after she got out of prison. They did this to her, right? They subpoenaed her for something else.
They wanted her to testify against Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and she refused and went back to jail.
I think she's since been released.
Yes, that's correct. Because, again, the grand jury will end at some point. Could be as much as 18 months, though, as I've heard. So attorney Raymond Mansalillo says, quote, "Everybody they connect to Jose is extraneous to his thefts. They're looking to find a crime to fit this case as opposed to a crime that actually took place. But no matter what happens, they're going to charge somebody with something because they don't want to come out of all this after 5 years and have only charged Jose," unquote, making Irizarry's allegations more egregious as they came on the heels of a 2015 Inspector General report that slammed DEA agents for participating in sex parties with prostitutes hired by Colombian cartels.
How did it come on the heels of something from 2015?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
How did it come on the heels of something from 2015? That's 7 years old.
Now? It came after 2015? I'm not sure what.
Oh, but it doesn't come on the heels mean it happened just after a 2015 report, but when that...
Well, this has been going on for 5 years, they said. So the investigation of Jose Irizarry or whatever his name is. So, again, alleged sex parties with prostitutes hired by the cartels, that prompted the suspension of several agents and the retirement of the DEA administrator, Michelle Leonhardt, at the time.
Probably a good time to retire.
Central to the Irizarry investigation are overly cozy relationships developed between agents and informants, strictly forbidden under federal guidelines, and loose controls on the DEA's undercover drug money laundering operations that few Americans know exist. Every year, the DEA launders tens of millions of dollars on behalf of the world's most violent drug cartels through shell companies, a tactic touted in long-running overseas investigations such as Operation Whitewash that resulted in more than 100 arrests and the seizure of more than $100 million and a ton of cocaine. By the way, a ton of cocaine isn't a lot of cocaine, right?
I assume they were being metaphorical. They meant a lot of cocaine.
That's
what
I thought, too.
A ton, 2,000 pounds of cocaine is not a whole lot, as you said.
But the DEA has also faced criticism for allowing huge amounts of money in the operations to go unseized, enabling cartels to continue plying their trade and for failing to tightly monitor and track the stings, making it difficult to evaluate results. And if there's not a lot of tight monitoring on hundreds of millions of dollars being laundered through the DEA, then that would mean that some of these agents could get their hands on some of it.
They did.
Yeah. 2020 Justice Department Inspector General report faulted the DEA for failing since at least 2006 to file annual reports about these stings to Congress, known as Attorney General Exempted Operations. That, coupled with the embarrassment brought on by Irizarry's confession, prompted the DEA administrator to order a review of the agency's foreign operations from the outside, which is ongoing. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show and share your thoughts on more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. federal goons would be corrupt and that they'd be skimming money off the top of their operations. They were just talking about this lengthy piece here, but it's pretty fascinating, from the AP about a DEA agent who's going to prison, and he is revealing everything that he knows about what was really going on with his DEA buddies that admit, and he admits that all of them know there's no point to the war on drugs, that it's just a game, as he put it, where they're playing with people's lives, of course, and tens of millions, if not hundreds of dollars that, of course, they could probably be skimming off the top. They're buying prostitutes, you know, they're buying, you know, taking rides on, you know, various different craft like watercraft with Colombian drug lords and dozens of prostitutes and just all manner of various different corruption. Here tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Arya.
And so they just talked about here in a story that there's now an outside review of the agency's foreign operations in regards to these money laundering things. Now, I don't know what they mean by this, but it says here the DEA launders every year tens of millions of dollars on behalf of drug cartels through shell companies. I presume that means they're assisting them temporarily before they arrest them for it.
That's what I was confused about when we read it last segment, but then like we immediately started talking about something else, so I got confused.
One would hope that's what they mean, but realistically, I think that's probably what they think they mean, but realistically, I suspect a lot of this is just never going to go punished. It's just they're laundering money for these criminals, and that's going to be the end of it. Maybe one in every 50 will have charges brought against them.
Right.
Maybe that's just how much actually gets reported, and they launder way more than that.
Well, Bonnie Clapper, who is a former federal prosecutor in New York.
What a horrible name.
And outspoken critic of DEA money laundering, has this to say about it. Quote, in the vast majority of these operations, no one is watching. In the Irizarry operation, no one cared about how much money they were laundering. Nobody cared that they weren't making any cases. Nobody was minding the house. There were no controls, she said. Another former federal prosecutor.
I mean, that's... I can't really be upset about that. Okay, so you got this drug enforcement agency, and none of them are enforcing the law. They're just, you know, doing cocaine and hookers on yachts. Okay, I've heard of more evil things governments have done.
Well, no doubt, but they are still arresting some people sometimes. Yeah. Rob Fitel, another former federal prosecutor, said the DEA's lax oversight made it easy to divert funds for all kinds of unapproved purchases. And as long as money seizures kept driving the statistics higher, which was a low bar given abundant supply, few questions were asked. Quote, the other agents aren't stupid. They knew there were no controls, and a lot of them could have done what Irizarry did. He said, who represents a former DEA agent under scrutiny in the inquiry. He said further, the line that separates Irizarry from the others is he did it with both hands, and he did it over and over and over. He didn't just test the waters. He took a full bath in it. Unquote.
Whereas the other ones aren't so extreme. Is that what he's suggesting?
Maybe they're just a little, you know, more careful.
That's what it sounds like.
They were doing.
If you do something like that, like on a job at any point, shouldn't it be like enough to get fired? Not just like, oh, he did the most having sex with prostitutes on the job, so he's the worst one, the rest of them are fine.
Irizarry, who speaks in a smooth patter that seamlessly switches between English and Spanish, was a federal air marshal and border patrol agent before joining DEA in 2009. He said he learned the tricks of the trade as a rookie from veteran cops who came up in New York City in the 1990s when cocaine flooded American streets.
It's just a few bad apples.
But another key part of his education came from Diego Marin, a longtime U.S. informant known to investigators as Colombia's contraband king for allegedly laundering dope money through imported appliances and other goods. Irizarry said Marin taught him better than any agent ever could the nuances of the black market peso exchange used by narco traffickers across the world. He parlayed that knowledge into a life of luxury that prosecutors say was bankrolled by $9 million that he and his Colombian co-conspirators diverted from money laundering investigations. To further the scheme, he filed false reports and ordered DEA staff to wire money slated for undercover stings to international accounts that he and associates controlled. Hardened informants who kept a hefty commission from every cash transfer sanctioned by the DEA also stepped in to fund some of the revelry in what amounted to illegal kickbacks.
Are they getting wire fraud charges?
He did plead guilty to some
No, him, yeah, but What about these guys?
The informants? No. They're
pocketing money and doing these wire transfers?
They're keeping a commission from cash sanctioned by the DEA. So they're revealing here that their informants, the people that are, you know, working within the drug cartels, for instance, are getting cash payments from the DEA through these money laundering operations. But that's all fully legal, apparently.
Right. Yeah, they're just paying their employees.
Right.
Paying their informants.
Irizarry's spending habits quickly began to mimic the ostentatious taste of the narcos he was tasked with targeting. Which,
amazing how that worked.
I'm going to be honest, it's really hard for me to keep up with what is supposed to be the legal things.
And the illegal
that
things
they were doing, and the what is supposedly the illegal bad stuff they were doing. It all sounds bad and illegal to me.
His spoils included a $30,000 Tiffany diamond ring for his wife, luxury sports cars, and a $767,000 home in the Colombian resort city of Cartagena.
Wait, how much was the ring?
$30,000.
Well, he had a $760,000 home in a Colombian city?
That's right.
And...
for how long before they figured it out?
Yeah, right? I can see why this guy got busted and why some of the other ones aren't. This is like that guy who we heard about in Thailand or whatever, who was driving around with like Bitcoin as his license plate while he was hoarding all of the stolen Bitcoin or whatever it was he was doing. I don't remember the specifics now, but it's just, dude, if you're that brazen.
He's flaunting it.
Yeah, $700,000 home, man, in Colombia.
He'd travel first class to Europe with Louis Vuitton luggage and wearing a gold Hublot watch.
How his coworkers had to have known. Yeah, if my
they were in on it.
If my right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If my coworkers came in with Louis Vuitton bags and $30,000 Rolexes and stuff, oh hey man, is there something I need to know?
Yeah, where can I get some of that, right?
And then they cut you in on the deal, and you become just as corrupt as them. That there's no way he's flying first class with Louis Vuitton bags that his coworkers didn't know.
Irizarry says, I was very good at what I did, but I became somebody I wasn't. How can that be true? It's you, dude.
Yeah, he admitted when he was very young, he was... shot or taught the tricks of the trade, and oh, he just became someone he wasn't.
I became
you know.
A different man. I got caught up in the lifestyle. I got caught up with the informants and partying. Unquote. Irizarry.
But that was you. That wasn't a different man. Yeah.
That was you the whole time.
And how do you do it for like how many years? How old is this guy?
He's 48, I think, is what it said earlier. He contends that as many as 90% of his group's work trips were bogus, dictated by partying and sporting events, not real work. And he says the U.S. government money that helped pay for it was justified in reports as, quote, case-related, but that's a very vague term, he said, unquote. Case in point, an August 2014 trip to Madrid for the Spanish Super Cup soccer finals that was charged as an expense to Operation Whitewash.
Oh, my God.
We had to go to the World Cup. It was, we had to do our investigation there from the front row.
Tickets are expensive.
Cocaine dealers were there in the stadium.
Well, I knew they were using, like, tax dollars as well.
Yep, they sure were. There's more coming up here in moments, and you can join the show here. More on the federal corruption on the web.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are bracing for an early winter as a storm system threatens to bring snow to people across 20 states. The storm will stretch from Texas to Illinois and bring some areas the first snowfall of the season. Meanwhile, the Gulf Coast region may see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. President Biden met with the leader of China on Monday in Bali, Indonesia, for the first time as president. After the meeting, President Biden says he doesn't believe there needs to be a new Cold War.
I do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan, and I made it clear that our policy on Taiwan has not changed at all.
Taiwan is a self-governing island that China claims as a breakaway province. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 211 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. I want to say thank you, by the way, to Rick Hall, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. You can join it over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's amps.freetalklive.com. $5 a month. That's all that we ask for, and it is money that helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you appreciate the work that we do here, talking about freedom and liberty, and tonight's case, federal corruption within the DEA.
Incidentally, one of the main reasons why we need liberty and freedom.
Absolutely, to get away from this federal oppression going on. So you want to help us out, please go to amps.freetalklive.com and you can join just like Rick has done. Rick is a silver level. That's all we ask for is $5 a month. And you get some perks like access to the Amp Only podcast, which has the full radio show with no recorded commercials. That's one of the perks that you get, and you get more. So you can go learn about it and get signed up with your PayPal account or your debit card or credit card through Patreon at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. TJ, the spy, is on our SIP line. And by the way, if you ever want to call in on the SIP line, we don't talk about it a lot, but it is there. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com. That's sip.freetalklive.com to get instructions on how to get it set up. What's up, TJ?
Not a whole heck of a lot, and the voice quality is a lot better than you call in over a telephone line.
Yeah, that's
the second advantage. You can hear my squeaky voice. See, I try to think if I'm going to do radio, I should lower my voice. And
no, just be yourself. Just be yourself. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling about jury consultants. Have like you or Mr. Sissy thought about hiring a jury consultant?
What is that? Like, what is a jury consultant?
Somebody who goes and says they look at the jurors and say, oh, like you want young jurors because they're more likely to understand or be involved or own Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. You don't want people who, like I assume, you know, Mr. Sissy and voir dire will eliminate people who have lost a lot of money due to crypto scams or whatever.
Like, yeah, you're referring to the Crypto 6 case that was going to go to trial here maybe as soon as 3 weeks from now. Could be that soon, unless it gets delayed again. The jury selection day is expected to be December 6th. So that's what you're referring to. You're referring to the jury selection process where you get the details on the jurors in advance, and you kind of learn which ones you might want and which ones you don't want. And, of course, you're also going up against the feds that they also know which jurors they do want and don't want.
And they also send out the invitations, but...
Yeah,
I mean, the problem with the whole system is that, you know, you're supposed to get a jury of peers.
Mm-hmm. That's BS.
But you can't get a jury of peers when you don't take part in the state religion. It's like asking a Christian to be...
religion, you know, since Ian is Jesus Christ, his production of Jesus Christ getting nailed to the cross here of crypto, and he is going to have 12 disciples, 12 very cranky disciples... We're going to judge.
That's just what Mark wants people to think.
I think Ari was trying to make a point, though, before you interrupted there.
I apologize, Ari. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I mean, it's just impossible to get a trial by a jury of your peers when you don't take part in the religion that all of the jury takes part in.
I mean, they're all voters.
They all worship at the altar of the state, and if you don't, you're just a Muslim being tried in a Christian court at that point.
Yeah, they're not going to let me have a dozen voluntarist, anarchist Bitcoiners on the jury.
I mean, which we'll laugh about, but that's
wonderful. Like if you had like 10, you know, like 6 Roger Vares and maybe 2 Joa from Breaking the Flaws and
just one of those.
But you could have like a whole cadre of, you know, New Hampshire Free Staters. I mean, at least you're not in the Southern District of New York. I mean, that's pretty much a guilty train right there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's no place I'd rather be for this trial if it's, you know, that's what has to happen, that and it's going that direction, than New Hampshire. I wouldn't want to be in California. I wouldn't want to be in, you know, New York.
Even
or
like
the
Texas.
Most status places.
Wouldn't want to be in Texas.
Yeah.
But this is why communities are supposed to police themselves and have their own courts and their own juries and things like that, so that if the libertarians and the anarchists and the voluntarists felt that you did something wrong, then you would be tried by a jury of voluntarists and anarchists and libertarians from within your own community, your actual peers.
Just my gut instinct, you're probably going to want to hope for a younger jury just because they're more likely to understand Bitcoin, that it's money or maybe that it's math or I don't know, like it's legitimate, it's not some scam. Because my mom keeps saying like, what is that Bitcoin? And I go, Mom, I'm not installing a Bitcoin wallet on your phone. I'm not teaching you how to use Bitcoin. You're going to die long before it ever becomes important enough that you need to know it.
If your parents are like that, at least make sure that they come to you if you know anything about Bitcoin before they do something with it. I even told my grandparents, I was like, if anybody ever texts you about crypto or something, just come ask me and I'll tell you that they're scamming you.
Thanks, TJ, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Remember to lose him. I was going to ask if it's going to be up here for the trial. I assume he is.
I think it's his intention. Presuming it's going to happen when it's going to happen. Who knows? We'll know more. Tomorrow there's going to be a hearing for what they call a Daubert motion. And this was actually filed by your attorney, Aria.
It was.
My attorney co-signed it, but he didn't write it. And so that
is a long document.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And it's going to be an interesting hearing tomorrow to
see.
So it's
an 18-page one? Or more.
It was long, I don't remember, but it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, the arguments are on both sides. Essentially, I understood it, the gist of the motion was that it was objecting to the state or the feds calling a blockchain witness, their quote-unquote expert, basically saying that if this expert is relying on any of these private companies that are out there that do blockchain analysis, so there's companies like Chainalysis and there's some other ones out there, that have closed systems, like they have programming that is proprietary, We don't know what it is. It's not open source. It's closed source. So as long as you cannot see what the programming of that system is, then it's the argument is it's not admissible as evidence if that's what they're using. Now, they're, as I understand it, going to claim they're not using that. They're going to say that, yeah, we used it initially, but now we're using, now that we're going to trial, we're using quote-unquote open blockchain analysis tools like blockchain.com or blockchain.info. Now, whether that's really open or not, I don't know. So that's, I think, what it's going to come down to. They're going to say, no, we're not using those systems, which is sort of a tantamount admission that those systems would be kicked out of court if they tried to use them.
Yeah, I hate that things shook out how they did for oh so very many reasons. Not the least of which was like, you know, I'd love to be part of this Daubert hearing. I don't know if my attorney is going to be there or not. I have no idea. I know I don't have to be there.
Yeah, I don't think he would be there. He's not going to argue the motion because you're out of the case basically at this point.
Best of luck with it. Yeah, I look forward to it. I mean, that's exactly it as I understood it, and that was why we filed the motion that we filed, obviously, because we can't really, even if they're right 99.9, even if they're right 100% of the time, these blockchain analysis tools that are private, that doesn't mean they're going to be right next time they go to predict something. Past success is no indication of future success, right? Just because I'm right the past 100 times doesn't mean I'm going to be right with my next prediction.
That should be, like, auditable.
Right. And if you have no way of auditing it to even create that firm baseline in the first place, then it's not going to be admissible in a courtroom. And I think you're right. I think the prosecutors discarded all of that because they know that those private blockchain tools would not be admissible under the Daubert standards.
We're going to continue here. Your phone calls are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. And we got a little bit more about the just rampant corruption that this DEA agent has been revealing about the DEA, and a detailed story that we're sharing with you here tonight from the AP about Jose Irizarry, who's going to prison for 12 years, and he is talking about what really went on. The number tonight, if you want to join the show, though, 603-283-6160. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, Aria, you apparently say that people are once again upset about Dave Chappelle, the comedian. He has made an appearance, apparently, on Saturday Night Live, and the people that are constantly angry about Dave Chappelle are continuing to be angry about him. So you've got some comments on that on the way here, and this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, more controversy surrounding Dave Chappelle. But first, we continue with more details, more of the ugly, real details from this DEA agent. Now, the DEA is downplaying this. They're saying, oh, no. It's only this guy and his buddy. I mean, there's no rampant corruption within the agency. And, of course, we can defeat drugs. Yes, we just need more money. We need more money to defeat drugs, and we need to hire more bureaucrats. And then we will win the war on drugs. Now, they haven't come right out and said that, but that's basically what they believe.
Yeah, they're just one yacht-filled prostitute party away from ending the drug war successfully. I mean, if it saves just one prostitute.
How could the hiring process fix this in any way, like considering that they're going to be going into the same exact conditions?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like pretty much most anyone who would take a already immoral job like being a police officer would end up getting even more corrupted if they went into that position.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this guy is saying. He's saying not only do the cops there or the DEA agents know that they cannot win the war on drugs, they don't care because they know they can't win. So they're like, bring on the prostitutes. We're going to the sporting events. We're using money from the DEA in this one case. August 2014, they went to Madrid for the Spanish Super Cup and charged the whole thing as an expense to this Operation Whitewash, which, as we learned earlier, was this major money laundering operation that they laundered like $100 million for drug cartels.
I mean, even assuming they thought they could end the drug war, who out there is passionate enough about this subject to, like, make it your entire career? That's what I don't understand. Like, who drank the Kool-Aid to such an extent in the drug abuse resistance education programs in high school? They're like, you know what? When I grow up, I'm going to dedicate my life to combating marijuana and cocaine.
That's
got to
be like 1% of their agents. There's probably like 1% of these dorky agents that really signed up believing they could do something about drugs. And the rest of them saw it as a way to, you know, get free prostitutes or whatever paid for by the taxpayers and then retire. Because remember, remember, that's what all these guys are really after. They're after the 90% retirement or whatever, where they get all their health care paid for. They get basically their full paycheck for the rest of their lives and don't have to lift a finger. That's what they want out of this.
That's a pretty sweet deal. Without even getting into the prostitutes and the cocaine.
Former Agent Irizarry, on the way to prison, did this interview with the AP. He told investigators there was little actual work to be done other than courtesy calls to a few friendly Spanish cops. Again, this is on the trip where they went to the cup, the Super Cup. He said, instead, agents spent their time dining at pricey restaurants, racking up a 1,000 euro bill at one restaurant and enjoying field side seats for the championship match between Real and Atletico Madrid. Joining the posse of agents at the game was Michael J. Garofalo, then Miami federal prosecutor and erstwhile contestant on The Bachelorette, who posted a thumbs-up photo on Instagram standing next to Irizarry and another agent,
wow,
all clad in white Real Madrid jerseys. Quote, soaking up the last bit of Spanish culture before saying adios, unquote, is what his tagline was on Instagram.
Just so brazen, it's ridiculous.
And he was on The Bachelorette.
Apparently.
There has to be a connection between someone who's so desperate that they would go on The Bachelorette and someone who would post these pictures to their Insta. To their, as you said, it's so brazen. To their public Instagram. Yeah. Hey, guys, look at me. I'm just your average city prosecutor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was a prosecutor. Sorry.
And I'm federal. Over here on front row seats in Madrid wearing this fancy suit. Or whatever, a real Madrid jersey or whatever.
Aren't cheap, right? Like if you buy the full-on jersey for the team.
Absolutely insane.
He posted a few days later outside the pub. Irizarry alleged that Garofalo also joined agents, cartel informants, and others in the Dominican capital of Santo Domingo in 2014 for a night at a strip club called the Dollhouse. In a memo to the court seeking a reduction in his sentence, Irizarry recalled being in the VIP room with another agent and Garofalo, racking up a $2,300 bill, paid for by a violent emissary of Marin with a menacing nickname to match, Iguana. Garofalo said the trips included official business, and he assumed everything was being paid for out of DEA funds. He told the AP, quote, there were things about those trips that made me question why I was there. It's like, oh, how did I get into this strip club? My goodness, what's going on
Wait,
around
which
me?
Which one said that?
This is the federal prosecutor.
Garofalo?
Interview, with the AP.
How did I get here?
So he's sitting there in this $2,300 room, $2,300 bill, in this strip club, surrounded by,
the lap dance,
naked women, other. And he's like, I'm not sure how this is work-related.
Why is this woman rubbing her crotch on me? But Irizarry,
this isn't Denny's.
He said this further. He said, quote, but Irizarry totally used me to ratify this behavior. I was brand new and green and eager to work on money laundering cases. He used me just by me being there. Can you believe this guy?
Wow.
I mean, are people
buying my friends
this?
Used me like that when I was 19, too. I didn't want to go to the strip club and drink. Oh, man. I mean, what horrible friends I had.
When Irizarry was awarded with a transfer to Cartagena, remember that's where he bought his $760,000 house in Colombia.
He was transferred there?
Apparently.
So the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency operates in...
Yeah, they have
Colombia.
They have. They mentioned earlier there's agents in like 69 countries.
Presumably with the cooperation and the approval of those countries?
Presumably, yeah.
Crazy.
So he was awarded with a transfer to Cartagena in 2015. The party followed. The agent's rooftop pool with sweeping ocean views became an obligatory stop for visiting agents and prosecutors from the U.S. One that Irizarry recalls seeing there was Marisa Darden, a prosecutor from Cleveland, who he says traveled to Colombia in September of 2017 and was at a gathering where he witnessed two DEA agents taking ecstasy.
Did he have no idea how he got there either?
Irizarry says he didn't see Darden taking drugs. Federal authorities have taken a keen interest in that party, quizzing Irizarry about it as recently as this summer. At least one DEA agent who has attended that party was placed on administrative leave. Remember, that means you aren't having to work, but you get paid. That's what administrative leave is.
There's something so gross and ratchet and disgusting every time I think about, like, cops doing drugs. It's like, I can't imagine being in it, like, doing ecstasy and hanging out with other cops. It sounds like a terrible time, not, like, good at all.
Seriously, though, I think more cops should do MDMA.
I agree that we would have fewer cops.
I don't know about MDMA. That's just like, you know, putting them on Adderall, making them like, you know, everything's so great. I'm so happy I'm a horrible cop and, you know, want
to
have...
MDMA increases one's ability to feel empathy for others, though. Yes.
But so. I don't know if that really is a lasting effect. Like, I don't know. All I'm saying is I think it'd be better off if they were doing like mushrooms or something.
MDMA can like have a lasting effect in the same way that mushrooms can, but you know, just doing MDMA isn't necessarily going to make someone a better person, certainly.
That's or true. Even like mushrooms. That's true. Like people do stuff like that at parties. It's not really like the best way to develop empathy.
I marvel at the fact that his house with his pool in his roof with the ocean view, the $700,000 house in Columbia, it was a routine stop for other DEA agents.
I thought for a moment when they talked about the house earlier, I thought, okay, he bought the house quietly.
Right.
He kept it in Columbia. That's why he bought it in Columbia. You know, he didn't want to show it to everybody in D.C. or whatever. So he was just living there. But no, it turns out everyone went there and partied.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm a DEA agent. Living in Columbia in a $700,000 house with the pool where we're regularly having parties, and I guarantee you, every single one of these DE agents who visited him, they either knew he was corrupt or they straight up took part in it.
Sure.
There's no way they could have said this. Yeah, this is totally. There's nothing weird about
this. On your salary, right, Jim or whatever, Jose?
Speaking of which, how did I get here?
Darden, this again was one of the prosecutors who was at that party, went on to become a partner in a high-powered Cleveland law firm and was nominated by Joe Biden last year to be the first black woman U.S. attorney in Northern Ohio. But soon after she was confirmed, she abruptly withdrew in May, citing, quote, the importance of prioritizing family, unquote. Maybe she knew she was being investigated at the same time. She refused to answer questions from the AP, but her attorney said in a statement that she, quote, cooperated fully, unquote, with the federal investigation into alleged illegal activity by federal agents and an inquiry separate from the FBI background check that she faced in the confirmation process. Quote, there is no evidence she participated in any illegal activity, said her attorney.
What sort of evidence? Okay, but such evidence would never exist. It's always going to just be hearsay, right?
It would be hard to have evidence of, you know, taking drugs at a party.
Right.
Even if you have video of somebody popping a pill, you don't know if it was an aspirin.
It's just aspirin,
whatever. The number is 603-283-6160. And that's why a lot of these people are never going to get caught for what they've done, because most of them aren't going to snitch on one another. And it's very hard to get evidence for these things. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.